Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 and 16. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. This year, we will win the Super Bowl. In the next 5 years, the economy will... Your weekend weather will look like this. Do you believe promises? It depends, doesn't it? Who's making the promise? An honest parent? An overconfident and under-talented athlete? A trusted friend? A classmate who lies frequently? And what are they promising? Does it seem possible? Do you believe God's promises? Your sinful nature doesn't. God promises something, forgiveness, peace, eternal life. Your sinful nature nudges you and says that God would not forgive you. How could He if He knew all the bad stuff you've done? Would God give you an eternal, peaceful, and joyful life with Him in heaven? Does that even seem possible? We could go through a long list of God's promises about prayer, His hand in our lives, and on and on. There are so many logical reasons why God must be wrong about His promises. In today's Bible reading, God tells us about people who believed, even though they had not yet received what they had been promised. By faith, they believed God would do just as He had promised. By faith, they knew their true and eternal home was heaven. Like them, you are a stranger and alien on earth. This life is important, but your eternal life is far more important. Your true and eternal home is heaven, just like God promises. Heavenly Father, maintain and strengthen my faith in You and Your promises. When doubts and fears come my way, send Your Holy Spirit to drive them away with Your powerful promises. Keep me living by faith until my death. Then, bring me to what You have promised me, a better country, a heavenly one. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.